Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chokma, all across the tundra. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, as usual, excited and sharing excitement with you. If you've shopped in the Anchorage Safeway or Cars, you might already be a customer of Alaska Flour Company. Locally grown and milled in Delta Junction, Alaska, our guest this morning is Milo Wrigley, working for his family-owned barley farm in Interior Alaska. But soon, those products are going to be available right here in Bethel. Here to interview Milo is KYUK reporter Olivia Eberts. Good morning.
Thanks, Grady. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Milo. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Really appreciate you guys having me on this morning.
Thanks for coming on. So you're calling, I'm assuming, from Delta Junction today. Are you at your family barley farm right now?
Yep, that's right. We've built the flour mill right on the farm, and we're just up the Alaska Highway. If anybody's been to the interior, been to Delta Junction, we're right off of the Alaska Highway, and a few years ago we built the flour mill right on site, and so we take in the fall time when we harvest, it's a really awesome sight to just see the grain growing in the field and then being harvested and trucked right up to the mill where we put it in grain bins before we run it through a cleaning system and then start making food out of it. It's really a cool sight to see happening here in Alaska.
So how long has the barley farm been operational? I know your dad works there. Is this the farm you grew up on?
It is, actually. Yeah, my family, if you know, anybody in Alaska has been here for, you know, a long time, 40 years or so, you'd remember the Delta Barley Project that was really popular. Governor Hammond back in the late 70s, early 80s, was really pushing the development of agriculture in Alaska. And my family moved up from Idaho. We used to be beet farmers, sheep farmers down there. And in 83, my parents moved up and to you know, grow barley as part of that Delta Barley Project up here in Alaska. There was the land. There was just opportunity. There was a hum in the atmosphere of just a new adventure, you know. And I was born up here. And shortly after I was born, we obtained the farm that we're on right now. And so most of my growing up was done right here on the farm. And it was really cool to just be a part of an agriculture community in a place where nobody thinks about growing your own food. Nobody thinks about agriculture in Alaska, you know. And so I was like most kids. I moved away from the farm. I went to school. I thought about what I wanted to do as a career. But, you know, the idea of increasing food security in Alaska and just being part of a system here in Alaska that that can significantly help increase that food security was just really, it just drew me back to the farm, and so I decided to move back here with my family, and today we're continuing to develop the markets and develop new products and educate people on the importance of food security in Alaska.
Yeah, and I'm excited to jump back into food security in a minute here, but first, and I know you touched on this a little bit, but you mentioned the government program to encourage barley farms. Can you say a little bit, do you know why that was, why the government was encouraging barley specifically? And also, why did your family choose, not only choose barley, but stick with it this whole time?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And so your first question, the reason why the government, the state government here wanted to encourage the development of farms was because it was another industry to invest in. You know, oil was a booming industry, but you know, it's kind of like the idea of putting your eggs in more than one basket, right? And so at that time, the worldwide grain market was high. It was very profitable, and so the idea was to develop the farms here in Alaska because there was a lot of space to do farming. And the reason why barley was the crop that was chosen is because of the type of growing conditions. So barley is a much hardier grain to grow. It's a short season crop, and there was a value for that crop on the global in the global market. And so the grain was going to be grown here in Delta, and also some ideas were to develop the Nenana area as well. But then there was a railroad that was going to come through here, pick up the grain, and go down to Seward, to the ports there, and stuck in silos, put on the barges, and then sent over to the Pacific Rim countries. Now, the bad what happened with that is in the 80s, the grain market just plummeted, and so you had all of these farmers that moved from the lower 48, started their farms, new farms up here, and then in the middle of that, I mean, there was tens of thousands of acres of barley being grown, and then before it was harvested, the value of that crop plummeted, and it was a bad deal, but a lot of farmers, you know, tried to make it work and just tried to produce for the local livestock market. But the local market wasn't near big enough, you know, to handle that much grain. And so eventually some farmers, you know, moved back out. But those that stayed continued to try to develop a market and figure out how to make it work. And my family was one of those. And the reason why they moved up here in the first place, they had a successful farm down in Burley, Idaho. If anybody's been to Idaho, you know that farming country is everywhere. But the difference is that all of the farms are already parceled out. There's not much more land to grow into. And so my family down there was getting bigger. You know, my dad had his own family, and he wanted to be a part of the operation. But there was no room to expand the farming operation to handle the continued growth of the family. And so my dad eventually just heard about the opportunities in Alaska, and he's like, you know, I want my own farm. This is what I want to do. I want to drive tractor my whole life. And so in early 80s, he came up here to just check it out. Came up here one summer to check it out, and he really liked what he saw. He saw the opportunity, the excitement. He saw a lot of farmers that he could work with. He talked to the farmers. He looked at the market potential, and it was just it was a decision that he made to after talking to my mom, obviously, decided that they would move up. And it was a huge risk. But it took a lot of years of breaking the ground in and carving out the right market, and to try and make a farm work up here. And that's what ultimately led us to where we are now with the flour mill. So.
Mm-hmm. And so why has he stuck with barley up until this day? There must be something intoxicating about the grain that you as a family just love and are passionate about.
Yeah, you know, barley was one of the grains that so up until we started the flour mill, we were barley farmers. So we would raise the barley for feed. And so it was a different type of barley at that time, and we would raise it for livestock feed. And that was one of the grains that could reliably grow every year up here. We never had a crop failure since we've been farming barley. But we've always tried to grow other types of foods. You know, we tried in the early days. We tried to do potatoes, and we've done some oats and some wheat and things. But the barley was what the market wanted, just because we were primarily growing for the livestock industry. When we started looking at you know, switching our business model to human consumption food, than rather than the livestock industry, we still stuck with barley because barley, the variety of barley that was available to us for human consumption, was recently developed by the University of Alaska Fairbanks for Alaska, and it was different. It was different than wheat. It was high in nutrients. It just tasted so good. And the more that we did research on barley, the more we realized this really is a superfood that a lot of people have been overlooking. You can't go to the grocery store, and outside of our product line, you can't find other products that are made with barley. All of them are made with wheat, you know. And there's mm-hmm. a niche market that makes it out of oats, you know. But nobody's really utilizing the benefits of barley. And the thing about it is when we started the Alaska Flour Company, we wanted to do something that would grow reliably up here in Alaska, and we could get a guaranteed crop because we couldn't afford to have a crop failure, you know. And so we were almost forced to stick with barley because that we knew that would grow. We continued to, you know, do research plots in other crops, but barley became our mainstay just because it was a reliable crop. And the more that we found out about it, the more we liked it, and the more people tried it, the more they liked it. You know, so it really was barley. Really was a hidden gem. And while we, if we were able to grow wheat, we probably, you know, reliably, we probably would have, you know, stuck with wheat and not even given barley a second thought, just because that's what the main market is. But we were kind of forced into sticking with the barley, and the more that we learned, like I said, the more that we learned, the more that we loved it, and the more that our customers loved it, it just has so much more flavor and nutrients.
And so I want to move back into the food security topic. You touched on it a little bit, and of course, food security and sustainability is part of just eating what you can grow. And it sounds like you guys are doing just that with your barley. You're growing what you can here in Alaska, feasibly can, and then and you're trying to get people to eat it. So can you tell me a little bit about how you got interested in food security and then what it is to you and why do you think it's important for Alaska?
Yeah, and that's, you know, this is a discussion that a lot of Alaskans need to start thinking about is food security. When we import 95% of the food that we consume, so when you go to the grocery store, nearly all of that food is brought in from the lower 48. And so that's brought in from barges that you know, all of the food is shipped to Washington and then it's put on the barge and then shipped up that way. Some, a little bit, is brought up on trucks, but primarily it's all barged up. And if you think of how fragile that food supply is, in Alaska, at any given time, in Alaska, we only have 2 to 3 days food supply. So that's because of the just-in-time delivery system that the food industry has implemented. And so the trucks come in right at the time that they're needed, you know, because there's not a lot of back stock in the grocery stores anymore. And so the trucks come in, and they go from the truck pretty much right onto the grocery store shelves. And so if there's a delay in the barge, if there's an earthquake that prevents the barge from coming up or puts the port in the river or in the water, we're in the pandemic right now, you couldn't find flour or a lot of other food products on the shelf because of the disruption in the supply chain and in the production of those foods. And we're at the end of this food supply chain, you know. So down in the lower 48, they were having this problem. And so when they're having the problem, then, Alaska's kind of last on their list of being able to stock their, you know, stock them with food. And so if you think about that idea of just 95% of what we eat is brought in from the lower 48, there's going to be some moments where that food supply chain is disrupted. And this is important because nobody thinks about it until you go to the grocery store looking for something, and it's not there, and it's not there for, you know, but you need it, right? And so we need to figure out ways that we can increase our food security by finding out what we can grow here in Alaska, and focusing on that, and then devote those resources to what we can't find in Alaska, like bananas or fruits, or there's a lot of other things, but and then just bring in those up. But whatever we can
grow. So I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but we only have a couple of minutes here, so I want to make sure you get a chance to talk a little bit about coming to Bethel. Clearly, these products will be able to be shipped to us more quickly because they're grown in Alaska, and that'll be a great resource for contributing to our food security. But so what are the products? What are you excited about that's coming to Alaska? And unfortunately, you only have about 30 to 45 seconds, but we're excited to hear about it.
Okay. So, yeah, we've got a wide variety of products. We make pancake mixes. We make a hot breakfast cereal. We make couscous. If you're not familiar with couscous, it's just a rice replacement. So instead of rice, you just make the couscous. You add water, make up some stir-fried vegetables or steak or whatever and mix in with it. And we also have brownie mixes, which are phenomenal. All of these products are made entirely of our Alaska-grown barley. And so we're really expanding what people think about how barley can be used. Normally it's made with, you make beer with it, or soups, but this, we're making a lot of different products, all made with barley that are high in nutrition, and they taste great. I mean, the pancake mix that we make, because it's made with barley, you get a different flavor profile, a different texture. And it's really, I mean, I know that our products really do compete very well with the products that are coming in from outside. And so just give them a shot, and I think that you're going to find that you really actually like barley.
All right. Thank you so much, Milo, for coming on the show. My guest today was Milo Wrigley of Alaska Flour Company. His family's barley products will soon be available on grocery store shelves here in Bethel. Thank you so much for tuning into Coffee at KYUK. I'm Olivia Ebert. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Well, listeners, that leaves me very little to say, except for I'm looking forward to that barley flour on the shelves here in Bethel, and I'm going to visit AlaskaFlourCompany.com again to look at that country-style biscuits and gravy recipe on their website once that flour's on my shelf next door, leaving me one thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.